my name is Anne Hedlund, and up until July 1st, I was a curator at the Arizona State Museum and a professor in the School of Anthropology at the University of Arizona. As of July 1st, I am retired, and so now I'm considered a visiting scholar on campus and at the Arizona State Museum.
What are these new textile databases?
This story begins way back in 1972 when my mentor at the University of Colorado Museum decided he wanted to study as many Southwestern textiles from the 19th century as he could get his hands on, hoping that each one would have a story about its collection or its making or some other history that he could put together into a database. Now, this was well before he imagined laptop and desktop computers, but he was an archaeologist. He worked systematically. He wanted to pull all this information from more than 50 museums together. In 1974, I started as a student with him. And through his career until he died in 1997, he continued to collect information about textiles. When he passed, I was involved in editing his manuscript posthumously, and we brought out a book by him called Blanket Weaving in the Southwest. Well, that was 2003 when the book came out, and we've sat on this database ever since. And we could only publish 200 of the 1,500 textiles that he studied. So we decided at Arizona State Museum that we would put a computerized database together that could go online and that everyone could have access to. And it's taken us a number of years, but we've just launched it.
What is the name of this professor you speak so fondly of?
Dr. Joe Ben Wheat, who was a curator of anthropology and a professor at the University of Colorado Museum at Boulder.
Now, what is his attachment here to the Arizona State Museum?
Joe was a graduate student here when the Department of Anthropology was first founded. And in fact, he was one of the first two PhDs out of the University of Arizona's anthropology department.
Tell me a little bit more about these databases. So they're two separate ones. What's the difference between the two?
You know, we started with the concept of Joe's database because he had visited over 50 museums to pull all of their records about their textiles together, and he analyzed each of the textiles at each of the museums as well. However, if you jump a couple years, in 1977 and 78, I was hired at the Arizona State Museum to compile a computerized record of all of the state museum's textiles. And we have over 600 Southwestern textiles just in Tucson in the campus museum. So that happened to have been the first computerized database of textiles. So here was Joe Ben with all this information, and me at Arizona State Museum learning and working with really top specialists in how to do a computerized database. So as we got started on doing the final compilation of Joe Ben's work, we realized that we wanted a parallel database that would showcase all of Arizona State Museum's Southwestern textiles.
Who would use these databases?
I'm hoping that a lot of different kinds of people will use these databases. Certainly, first and foremost in my mind are museum curators and collectors who have an interest in the real specifics of the way in which these were woven and what makes them different from each other, just exactly how the selvages are put together, or are they wool, are they cotton, are they silk, how the thread counts differ from Spanish to Navajo to Pueblo textiles. All of these real technical and physical traits are recorded in the database. But the database also has a lot of very colorful images of all of these beautiful hand-woven blankets from Pueblo, Navajo, and Spanish heritage. And so then I'm hoping that artists will study the collection, that weavers, both native and non-native, will be working with the database. And, you know, it's really important to me that students have access to this kind of scholarly information.
What is a traditional textile from the Southwest?
There are three native Southwestern textile traditions, weaving traditions in the Southwest: Pueblo, Navajo, and Spanish American. Of course, Spanish American came a little bit later because they came from both the European and Mexican traditions, combining those two in the Spanish American culture of the American Southwest.
Now, if someone were to go to the Arizona State Museum, would they be able to view these textiles on exhibition?
You won't ever see all of what the museum has behind the scenes on exhibit at any one time. But one reason the databases are important and that they can be viewed online is that this is a way to see things that are in fact stored for conservation purposes or just because we don't have enough space to put everything out at one time.
Why are these textiles important?
You know, textiles are part of our human heritage from very, very, very early times. And they represent our ways of manipulating our material surroundings in so many different ways. Whether they're garments or household goods or works of art, they represent some ways in which we think and use and direct the natural environment around us. These particular textiles, representing Pueblo and Navajo and Spanish American culture, show us not only the kinds of aesthetic ideals of each of those cultures, but they show us how these cultures interacted between themselves, too, and influenced each other. So we have Navajo pieces that show direct Spanish and Mexican influences. We have Spanish blankets that show influence from both Pueblo and Navajo sources. So we're learning about people and their interactions and relationships, even as we look at blankets and garments in a museum collection.